This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That must mean Ray Fittipaldo is here. And indeed he is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what about these Jonnu Smith trade rumors from one Smitty to another? Is this do you believe that this could happen? Is this all based on Arthur Smith's affection for Jonnu Smith? What's happening here?
Well, I don't think that there's a good chance of it happening, Joe. I think that was his agent trying to renegotiate his contract, through the media. So, I'll never say never, but that leaked report there was not generated through the Steelers. So I don't know that anything is going to come of that.
Do you believe they made the call? Do you believe they're interested in another playmaker? And if not him, what's another name or two that comes to mind?
No, I don't believe the Steelers made that call. But Joe, in terms of adding another playmaker, I think you're looking at a receiver. I mean, the tight end position, people are connecting those dots because of Arthur Smith, but they got Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington, and they got this Donald Parham guy, and Connor Hayward is still on the roster. So I don't think it would be a tight end, but Joe, you look at receiver, I mean, other than DK Metcalf, there's not a lot of guys with long NFL resumes. I mean, the guy with the longest right now is Calvin Austin. And, his production last year was good, but it wasn't number two receiver good. So, I think there's still that possibility that they will add before training camp. But I don't think any move's going to be made until Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line.
When will that be?
I think it's probably going to be, if not before minicamp, Joe, shortly thereafter. I just get the strong sense that Aaron doesn't want to do much of the voluntary stuff. He might not even want to do the mandatory stuff. So, a timeline is so hard with Aaron just because he doesn't have a big circle. But I still think it could be before minicamp in a couple of weeks, but it'll definitely happen before training camp.
Well, that's nice of him to show up for training camp. Will this affect chemistry and such? I'm not talking about, I don't care about, like, people liking each other. I'm talking about timing and terminology and all that. Like every other quarterback in the whole league was at OTAs. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Tua's in a contract dispute. He was there. Josh Allen is getting married. He was there. Everybody else but him was at OTAs, and he's walking into a brand new situation if he ever gets here.
Yeah, well, he did have that one throwing session with DK Metcalf at UCLA way back when. They are both based in Southern California, so it won't be hard for them, those two, to work the final 2 weeks of June and the first few weeks of July. And listen, Ben used to do this with his receivers, take him to a sunny location in between mini camp and training camp, and those guys get like a week or 10 days worth of work in. So, listen, Aaron Rodgers can fly out, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, a bunch of other guys, and they could do their work out in Southern California if it comes to that. But obviously, Joe, yeah, it would be great if they can get the ball rolling in mini camp as well.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation.
Ray, of the legal things that you're allowed to tell us from what you saw this week or what players have talked to you and told you, what's the main thing that stands out from OTAs?
I wrote about this yesterday. Peyton Wilson, and, I'm probably guilty of this as well. I kind of just had him pegged as a pass down linebacker just because of his frame. And, you know, he's wiry. He doesn't look like a three down linebacker, but they are taking a long look at him this spring to see if he can maybe handle those duties in the base defense. You know, Landon Roberts is gone. They did not re-sign him. They added Malik Harrison, and Cole Holcomb is trying to come back from that injury, but they want to see what Peyton Wilson can do. And I wrote about this in my story. I think he had 78 tackles last year. He had an interception. He had a forced fumble and two fumble recoveries. Joe, he did that in Austin. He did that in 45% of the snaps. You know, if he plays 90% of the snaps, he's well over 100 tackles, probably trending towards like 120, like Patrick Queen and Micah Fitzpatrick. So I was intrigued by that storyline yesterday and, you know, throughout the first week of camp. And obviously, when you talk about the defense and you get away from the quarterback talk, they got to be better at run defense. And that was a big topic this week as well. Cam Hayward talked about it. Peyton talked about it yesterday. They kind of want to wash that bad taste out of their mouths that still lingers from that playoff game in Baltimore.
Ray, I'm very intrigued in some good ways and some bad ways with the potential for this offensive line. I think if you have a really, really good offensive line, you can control games in the NFL. Fatanu's coming back. They're obviously very high on him. It was almost like the Pouncey thing last year. It was like, this dude's going to play. And then Broderick Jones, he seems to be the key to the whole thing. We love Zach Frazier, of course. It has a chance to be a really good offensive line. Yeah. What do we make of Broderick Jones and reshaping his body?
Yeah, so he's down to 305, and he played last season between 325 and 330. And, you know, I guess you could say that, you know, he came into the league young. He didn't know how to take care of his body. He's in year three now. He should be able to do that. I'm not sure why it took this long, but you're right, Joe. He has to perform this year. This is the year where the Steelers are going to decide whether they're going to pick up the rookie option on his contract. And if they don't, I think it's going to be a black eye for Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. He was the first draft pick of their first class. They traded up to get him. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if he didn't work out, but they need him to get better. They need him to be one of the foundational pieces of that line. You also mentioned Frazier, who I thought was great as a rookie, and then Troy Fautanu. You know, he talked this week as well, Joe. They're easing him back into things. He's coming off that dislocated kneecap. His full expectation is to be ready for full contact by training camp, and, you know, he's got Pro Bowl, All-Pro type potential if he can stay healthy. That's the only question about this guy. Can he stay healthy? He had some injuries at Washington. And, of course, last year he had the sprained knee in training camp and then the dislocation a couple of weeks later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Darius Slay, who just wants to be referred to as Slay, said something kind of interesting this week, Ray, about commitment to being there at OTAs. Do you think that he was subtly taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers?
No. You know, I wasn't there for that, but I did hear the audio. I didn't read too much into that because he's not – Aaron Rodgers, first of all, he's not under contract. But second of all, he's not the only veteran who was absent this week. You know, it's been reported that – T.J. Watt isn't here. D.K. Metcalf, you know, isn't here. And I'm not sure those guys are going to show up next week either. You know, I think they'll both be here for the mandatory minicamp in the middle of June. But I don't have any expectations that they're going to show up for the voluntary stuff. You know, with Slay, he's new. I think he wants to be here for that reason. We'll see if he shows up next week. But a lot of times with these guys who are established, Austin, and it's funny, you could almost tell who's going to be absent by the size of the contract. It's always guys who are very well compensated and have their place very their places very secure on the team. 90% of the guys are there, and listen, they can get their work done without those superstars for a couple of weeks.
So why do you think Cam Hayward is there then? I mean, saying the same thing with his contract and also being 36.
Yeah. Well, Cam wasn't there last year when he was going through his contract, so you can very much draw that parallel to T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's basically sitting out for the same reason. You know, if T.J. was in the middle of a five-year contract and the contract wasn't an issue, I think he would be here for at least part of this as well. So, you know, contracts play into it. I think DK just had a baby a few weeks or a few months ago, so I think he's home, back home, taking care of that family stuff. And I don't know. I think we do have to point out, you know, with the CBA, this stuff is voluntary. You know, the mandatory stuff comes at minicamp and, of course, training camp. So they're under no obligations to be here. But the guys who are maybe fringe roster guys or guys who want to still make a good impression, those are the guys who show up.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, what do you think of Mason Rudolph's mustache?
I think it's glorious. What do you guys think?
Amazing. And it's prompted me to grow one myself. I've got one going right now that's coming in. I think it's a sign that he's feeling a little bit of swagger here, Ray. I like it. What's your impression of Mason overall right now? At times, he seemed to be embittered when he was here, a little bit angry, a little bit left out. He seems to be a man at peace. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he had a right to be somewhat bitter when he left here, right? Like, he leads them to the playoffs. He has that great end to the 2023 season, and they go off and sign two other guys who weren't here, and you know, we see how that worked out. I think with Mason, sometimes, you know, the pastures aren't always greener if you go someplace else, and you know, it was a tough situation for him in Tennessee last year. He comes back here. Things are changing with Arthur Smith, but he knows Mike Tomlin. He knows the lay of the land here, and I'm sure Mason is picking up this offense very quickly. And he's being a mentor to Will Howard and Skylar Thompson for the time being. And you know, who knows? If something strange happens with Aaron Rodgers, maybe Mason will be right back where he was at the end of 2023 and be QB1 for the Steelers.
Limits, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Ray, are you ready?
I am ready, Joe.
Your friend TJ works at Bravo, correct?
Correct.
If you had to choose for a party, would it be Olive Garden or Bravo?
Bravo, 100%.
Although the breadsticks are very good at Olive Garden, Limits, aren't they?
Oh, I love the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Both have good breadsticks,
soup.
Yeah.
The wedding soup.
The wedding soup is incorrigible.
Very good.
Yes. Ray, TJ Watt outdoes Myles Garrett in terms of annual compensation, yes or no, which I believe is $40
million. Yeah, I think the Steelers will go beyond the guaranteed money that Myles got, yes.
Well, the guaranteed money is different than the annual salary. Will he outdo him annually?
I don't know that he'll outdo him annually, but I think the guaranteed money is the most important part.
Yes or no, the TJ Watt situation gets just a little bit ugly during camp.
Yeah, I mean, if you think ugly at not being taken care of until late, that certainly could happen. There's also part of me that says, why do you want to take it up to 2 days before the start of the season like they did last time? I think they want to get it done. TJ wants to get it done. I think maybe it gets done a little bit sooner this year.
All right, we have to move into our two-minute drill, Ray, here. Quick right. questions, quick yep. answers. That's okay. Your answer was very interesting, I might add. Who's going to get the majority of carries in the first game of the year? Who's going to be the starting running back, in other words?
Jalen Warren.
Mark Cabali differs from you in that opinion. Why don't you think it'll be Caleb Johnson?
I think Caleb Johnson is going to be in a situation where he shares the carries and the touches. It might be close to 50-50, but Jalen Warren's been waiting his turn, and I think for the opener, or maybe for all of September, they're gonna have him as RB1, but that could certainly change by October, November for sure.
Who has the better season, DK Metcalf or George Pickens?
Oh, I'll go DK because I think CeeDee Lamb's going to get most of the touches down there.
Darius Slay will be a good player, an okay player, or a bust?
Slay will be an okay player.
The Steelers will add a receiver, yes or no?
Yes.
Does a name spring to mind?
The Keenan Allens and the Gabe Davises of the world. Maybe your trade for an Allen was hard.
Bob Woods will be a good player, okay, or a bust?
Okay.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
All right, guys. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
What a wonderful Patriot he is, huh?
Incredible man.
Isn't he?
Yes.
He really is. I don't know how he does it. He must live by a certain moral code, doesn't he, Limits?
I think we all have to live by a certain moral code that we feel comfortable with.
Yeah, or at least try, right?
Best we can.
Coming up, this is going to be a treat. This is going to be a treat.
Oh, if you thought the first segment went off the rails, just wait for this.
We're going to have our very own spelling bee here. I wish Bob was present to enjoy it, but you might have seen, is it the Scripps spelling bee? That happened here, Limits?
Yes.
It just happened, and the kid who won it was a real character. And the word that he spelled, none of us could even think of conceiving of spelling. So it led me to the idea of Limits against me against Limits, and a sports name spelling bee. So the rules will be we go back and forth with sports names, and you have to spell the first and last name correct. And you have to do one Pirate, one Steeler, one Penguin, and one at-large sports person from history. So this is, you can go as far back as you want. We're going to do that next. We're going to see who's the smarter man here. And if it winds up in a tie, Limits, we have three tiebreaker names that have to be a little easier. Okay?
Okay. I'll get those prepared.
We're going to do that next. The time right now is 11:30, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.